7:45 KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. Good morning. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan. This is a special edition of Live and Local. So much happening in our community. There's a lot of things happening to help improve the lives of women and girls right here in the community. And leading that charge is the Women's Fund of Omaha. They have quite an event coming up on October 24th at the CHI Health Center. It's Lead the Change, the annual celebration. And here to talk about that is the Director of Communications, or Communications Director, as it says on her business card, Jill Hagen. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Great to have you here today. Let's talk about the mission a little bit, improving the lives of women and girls. Mm-hmm. How?
We're focused on research, so finding out what issues impact women and girls in our local community. So we look at the research, and then we fund solutions that impact women and girls. So we fund grants. Last year, we funded 10 million dollars in the community for women and girls. It's a really big investment. So in almost 30 years, we've funded $25 million to impact women and girls in the areas of economic security, women in leadership, sexual literacy. So our STD program, giving out free condoms and free birth control throughout the community and throughout the state of Nebraska.
And so what channels do you use to, we'll talk about birth control first, but then mm-hmm. I want to talk about leadership because to me, almost more important to be building futures.
Totally.
Right? But so what kind of channels do you use for that? Or is it your own facilities?
No, we're funding grants in the community. So local communities like Planned Parenthood, Nebraska AIDS Project, Nebraska Urban Indian, Douglas County Health Department, Charles Drew, they're all partners in this program to really increase access to young people so that they have the access that they need. We're also advocating for comprehensive sex education, because if people don't know what's right or they don't have all of the information, then they can't make the decisions for themselves, right?
Sure, absolutely. What about women in leadership?
Yeah, we've done some research reports that show what the landscape looks like in Omaha, and we're also really advocating for networking opportunities for women. So we have this amazing group of 90 women who are part of our circles group, and we have monthly meetings, and they do advocacy in the community, and they're doing policy work. That's another piece of the important work that we do, is policy advocacy.
Nationally or at the unicameral or both?
Unicameral and then local government as well, city and county.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And I don't say finally, because there's many more things, but domestic violence.
Yep. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, actually, right now. Okay. We released a report in March that showed what the state of DV was in domestic violence and what that looks like. And part of that research showed that protection orders weren't being given to women outright. They were either being denied or they weren't getting a hearing. And so part of what we did in the unicameral last year was pass LB 532, which changed that law so that women could access protection orders. So when they were ready to leave and leave safely, they had that protection order with them.
Okay, so I did not know it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. Any others lumped into the month of October, that becomes a very busy month.
And, it is.
And they're also diametrically opposed in a weird way.
Well, it's also Let's Talk Month, and so we talk about having important conversations. Parents are the number one educator of their young people, but they often didn't have the sex education that they needed, right, to have those conversations.
Okay.
We're taught that they're awkward, that we have to have all the right answers, and that's not true. Young people just want the adults in their lives to talk to them, and so it's Let's Talk Month. We provide resources on our Get Checked Omaha website that lets parents know it's okay, we're here for you, we have these resources, we have books of all ages, you should start talking to your young person at a very early age. My kids are 7 and 4, and we're already talking about consent and healthy relationships and what that looks like. And that's a really important foundation to all of the work we do at the Women's Fund, is healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like, and how is that modeled for young people?
Okay. On October 24th, you've got I assume this is a fundraising celebration, right?
Yes. Yep. It is our annual fundraising event. It's also where we announce our grants for the year. It's a really fun celebration. If you care about women and girls, if you want to know what to do for women and girls, come to our event on October 24th. Tickets are still available at omahawomensfund.org.
Okay, very good. Now, this is it's 11 to 1 p.m., so it's a luncheon type of thing. And talk about your speaker coming in.
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett. I actually had the chance to fangirl her once in the San Francisco Starbucks after a conference where I've seen her speak. She is an amazing woman. She's a single mom. She talks about raising her daughter. She has done a lot of advocacy policy work. She came up in the Chicago local government and then was in the Obama administration for 8 years, the longest serving political advisor ever in our history. She has worked on every issue that impacts women and girls: paid leave, safe leave, domestic violence, gun violence, access to birth control. She was chair of the White House Office on Women and Girls. So she's done it all. She's seen it all. And we're so excited to hear from her.
And here she's going to come to Omaha and talk about it.
That's right.
That event is Thursday, October 24th at the CHI Health Center, 455 10th Street, 11:30 to 1 p.m. If you're looking for information on that, you can find that at omahawomensfund.org. That's Jill Hagen. She's the communications director over there. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. I
Thank
do appreciate you. It. Morning Edition continues on KIOS FM.